Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I figured this must have been requested by our next guest here. He is a big Bruce Springsteen fan. And speaking of the USA, Tage Thompson power play goal for Team USA, and they have lengthened their lead to 3-1 over Latvia late in the second period. So USA taking control. They've outshot the Latvians now 30-11. It was 1-1 at the end of the first. So a good second period from the Americans. All right, let's bring in on our call and text line brought to you by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Paul Kaharsky joins us from PaulKaharsky.com. Paul, what's going on?
Not much, guys. Good to be with you. I don't even have to request that. Yeah, the producers just know me.
I was going to say, did you request the specific song, or was it just places? He just knows Play Springsteen.
He just knows Play Springsteen,
okay.
I think.
Would you have, if there was a particular song, would you have gone with that one, or?
I mean, that's fine in the rotation.
Okay.
I'd go a little deeper, but that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, you can get out on the fringes. Okay, one more non-football question before we get to the stuff here.
Sure.
Would baseball be better with a salary cap? You being a Yankees fan, me being a Mets fan, our teams have an advantage with the current system. Would the game be better with better competitive balance? Because it's coming
probably
in about a year.
Well, probably be better. And hell, I mean, my team should be doing far better than it is with the economic advantage that it has, and it hasn't meant anything. So, you know, take away our economic advantage and make us find some young players and balance things out better. I mean, for the good of the sport, I don't see how they don't head that direction. And I think people have been slow to resent the Dodgers for what the Dodgers are doing. And I'm ready for plenty of it after the Yankees took grief for it forever. I mean, my God, it's been 15 years and they really don't do anything on a regular basis, and they still get grief for their spending when it produces nothing for them. People should applaud that the Yankees are such wasteful spenders, and that George Steinbrenner's kids are such pathetic followers of his credos. And let's all go get the Dodgers and make them stop doing what they're doing.
So this is preview of coming attractions, because next year this will be a thing for sure. So, Paul, let's look at the Titans now as they draw up their plan with their new coaching staff, the fit, all of that. Let's start with something that D-Mace and I just sort of tackled, the free agent wide receiver market. They clearly need a first wide receiver. They could opt to use their first draft pick on that, or they could look at the free agents available. Which way would you lean when you prioritize?
Well, I want one of each. I need a good, solid free agent guy, and I want a high draft pick. I don't think the guys at the top of the draft are as complete. You know, I don't see a candidate at 4 that strikes me as a fully complete wide receiver. I don't see a Jackson Smith and Jigba there, unfortunately. I think it's a bad draft generally for the Titans. I think there's nice depth at the 3 positions I want the Titans to come away with big help at edge, at receiver, and at corner. But I don't know that there's somebody at 4 that comes in and automatically, I don't think you take a corner there, and I don't think there's an edge or a receiver there that is automatically a bingo there. You know, Reese is a guy in transition. Bain has some shortcomings. Tate, I don't think is complete. I want Alec Pierce ideally, or one of Dobbs, Jennings, or it sounds like Pittman could come free as Indianapolis tries to preserve Pierce. And then maybe Wandale Robinson is in there because of Daboll's relationship with him. If you gave me one of those guys as a veteran addition to the group, in addition to a first or second rounder, I think you round out the group pretty well. And I say that not knowing what – I don't think they've determined what they're doing with Calvin Ridley yet.
And that was going to be my question, Ball, because as you look at it – and I don't want the Titans to fall into this, because I mentioned two guys that I thought once they left their team, at least one of them, Mike Wallace, he had a good career after he left Pittsburgh, but it never was, I think, what the team expected, because they paid him as a true number one, and he really wasn't. And then you look at Gage from Buffalo. They wanted him to be a little bit more than what he was, and he never could manage to do that. That's what I don't – I like Alec Pierce, but I think if you pay him upwards of 28, 29, 30 million, he automatically becomes your number one. But is he a huge upgrade from Calvin Ridley?
Well, I mean, I like his upside more than Calvin Ridley. I agree with you. He's short of being like an absolute number one. Would he be the best receiver on your team? Hopefully, and hopefully then in tandem with whoever your top receiver choice is. I don't know he's getting 30. I just looked at Spotrac. They've got him at like 20. So I think an overpay for him hopefully would be more like 22, 24. With the money they have, they're going to have to overspend at free agency. And the two positions, the three positions they should be doing it at are wide receiver, edge, and corner.
Now, we had a conversation yesterday, I believe, or the day before yesterday, and we sort of playing revisionist history with the Titans pick from last year and what if they would have signed Darnold and traded away that pick. Do you think this team, you know, would have been a little bit further had they went with Darnold, or do you like the sort of path that they're going down now?
Well, look, I mean, Darnold's throwing the Jackson Smith and Jigba. That roster is super talented. That Seattle didn't win the Super Bowl on the strength of Sam Darnold alone by any means. He played very well for them. It was a very nice season, but it's a heck of a landing spot compared to here. And so I have no problem with the Titans having decided not to pursue him. Obviously, to get him would have been more difficult. It's more attractive landing spot that he had. You're talking probably a tag and trade, and who knows if Minnesota wanted to endure that. There's a lot of machinations to get that done. They weren't compelled to tag and trade him to get him to Seattle. You know, they like Cam Ward a lot. I don't have a problem with a team that's bottoming out trying to get its own young quarterback or younger, building your program's culture from the very beginning, and trying to go that route. Time's going to tell us more, but I don't think it was as simple like Sam Darnold or Cam Ward decision. And I don't have a problem with the direction they went. I saw a lot of good in Cam Ward this year. Hopefully things settle down for him from a coaching perspective. Hopefully things get better for him for a surrounding talent perspective. And this team is on an upslope, you know. But it's a lot about hope and a lot about executing the play.
Now, how should they handle the running back room? Because obviously, listen, Pollard is a good player. He's a solid player. But I think you need something a little bit more at that position, especially while your quarterback is still young. You have Tajay Spears still there. But Tajay, as much as I like him as a player and a person, he gives you a little bit, and then he go and hide, and then he gives you a little bit more, and he just needs to be more consistent. But they need a number one true back. How do you think they proceed with that? Do they go to free agency, or do they keep Pollard?
The free agency pool is pretty nice. I mean, I would think Seattle's going to keep Kenneth Walker. He obviously did some great things for them there. I mean, but he could get there. You don't know how Saleh feels about Breece Hall. But there are some other good backs coming free. That's a pretty good pool of veteran running backs. And the way they picked Pollard 2 years ago, they could save $7 million with Pollard. put that $7 million towards another running back that they'd look at and say we could get 2-3 years out of this guy, and then be in position maybe to draft somebody high the way they did with the Eddie, with Chris, with Derek. And so that would be the route that I would go. Look, I love watching Tajay Spears work in space, but how often are you going to get him in space? Your number two running back has to be able to run through between the tackles, and he can't. He doesn't. I've seen enough of that. So I think they got a lot of changes to make there. Pollard, you know, when they block better down the stretch, was a lot better, but his 20-yard runs are 20-yard runs. They're not 40-yard runs. And I think other people can make them 40-yard runs, and I think they need 40-yard runs.
I agree. I would like to see an upgrade there. We're talking with Paul Kuharsky, paulkuharsky.com. So, Paul, we're trying to compile the short list here of names to really keep our eye on going forward here for the draft. So let's presume that Mendoza is one of the picks before the Titans pick at 4. Who would be your 3 that you would prioritize?
Well, I think Reese, Bain, and Bailey, probably. But the trouble with Reese is that he's changing position again. You know, he could be a great edge/end. If he's not, he'd be a great linebacker for you, but that's not a position you'd put that kind of priority on. And you've already, you don't want to put too much into sunken costs, but you already got Femi Oladejo making that transition. So you want your two primary edge guys to be guys that don't have a ton of experience working as outside pass rushers. That's a little bit of a difficult situation to me. Bain's a hell of a pass rusher, super productive. The short arms are a concern, and you know they'd like to put that guy outside in a 7 or even a 9. Bain could rush from a 7, but he's not a 9 to get all the way out there. The speed rusher in Robert Saleh's system is a D Ford type, or Nick Bosa's been there. Could Bain be that? Yeah, but you're not going to put him super wide. Bailey is most suited for that, but he's not got a fully rounded game, and you question what he could do in the run game from the start, certainly. So there's a deficiency in each of them where you're not picking an end there at 4, who comes in and unquestionably is a day one help on your pass rush, or even a week 8 help on your pass rush for sure. And that's the thing that makes you think, well, maybe they need to go somewhere else. But I don't love the receivers. I think it's too high for a corner. To me, a trade down is the best way to go. At this point, I'd say, get yourself to 8 or 10, and then Bailey seems a lot more reasonable to me. But, I'm not as knee-deep in the draft as a lot of other people, and I'll learn a lot more at the combine.
How would you approach Will Levis / backup quarterback going forward?
Yeah, I don't know. People are far too anxious to get rid of Will Levis.
I agree.
I mean, there are, I think, on Robbie and Rexford, we ran through it, and we found like 2 preferable veteran quarterbacks, Garoppolo and I can't remember the other one.
Kirk Cousins?
But I mean, Kirk Cousins, I think, is going to find better a place where he's got a chance to play. I mean, nobody's playing ahead of Cam Ward unless Cam Ward gets hurt. One of the guys who's been through New York recently, I'm going to completely blank.
Jameis Winston?
No,
he's still under contract. Russell Wilson?
Not Russell Wilson either. Will Levis, to me, outside of the premier couple of backup guys, San Francisco's got a great situation with Mac Jones. Outside of a couple teams that have that situation, you've got a crappy veteran who's probably not going to do great. And so why not have a young guy that potentially has some upside? And that's Will Levis. And for all these people that want to trade him, then who's your backup quarterback? I mean, the pool of backup quarterbacks is horrifically bad.
Yeah.
And so I say, and people are worried about his temperament and all of that. You sit him down and you say, look, you've got no leverage here to force your way out. We want you to come in, play your best football. Maybe you'll get some time if something goes wrong with Cam. Maybe not. But put in a good year for us. be reliable, be steady, and then we'll do everything we can for you after that to get you into a good situation. But you didn't exactly help us out with the timing of your shoulder surgery. We're certainly not going to help you out by shipping you out now.
Isn't it sort of remarkable that the Titans back in the day, and we brought this up with Derek yesterday, that they were able to find guys like Dave Craig, Neil O'Donnell, and eventually Kerry Collins just sitting out there as backups? Like, it's harder to find that guy now.
Yeah, and don't leave out Ryan Tannehill, which, I mean, he didn't. They brought him in knowing that they probably were going to need a starter, and made a pretty fantastic deal for him and one of John Robinson's better moves to transition to a guy who ranks as the second best quarterback in their Tennessee history. I think maybe there were a few more guys that were willing, but O'Donnell was terrific and sustained them for a good while, and some of those guys. And now you're right. I mean, you look at guys who Tim Boyle in camp. I was having fits that he was even in camp because he was so atrocious. And Brandon Allen is a nice guy to have around, but you can't get him in a game. You can't have him in a game. So I just don't understand why Titans fans do this habitually. As soon as you have any kind of depth anywhere or potential depth, they want to get rid of it.
Paul, thanks for the insights today. Always good to catch up with you, and we will talk to you again down the road.
Good to be with you, boys. Take care.
All right, good stuff. PaulKuharsky.com. I'll select the Bruce Springsteen song next time. I like The Boss. I can't go as deep on the playlist as Paul can, but I can appreciate The Boss.
Oh, all right. Absolutely.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, when we come back, we've got more to discuss. We'll give you an update on USA and Latvia, who are in the second intermission right now. Team USA, a very, very good second period. And tonight, the place to be is Memorial Gym. And on 94.9 The Fan, it's your home for Vanderbilt women's basketball, number 5 in the country. And tonight, they take on number 4 Texas. They have already taken care of Oklahoma this week. Now the Longhorns come to town. 6:30 start, pregame at 6:15. That is good stuff. Big game tonight. Good luck to the Doors. Tag. So 94.9 The Fan is your home for Vanderbilt women's basketball. We're back with hour number 2 next.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money.